The 36-year-old Aldridge was gunned down Saturday evening as he broke up a fight just a few feet away from the football field used by the league, 716 United. There was a series of games during Saturday and frequent appearances by police to break up fights and watch over events in another of these sides' youth football leagues. Last night, there were people in T-shirts from some of those teams and leagues, and even some helmets worn by the kids in the leagues. Anti-violence activist Pastor James Giles says it will be hard to replace Aldridge.
It's going to be hard and very difficult because of his personality, but somebody will step up and step in, right, over these children, right? This, as Neil has said, you know, we got to train up our young boys, and we have volunteers and men that are willing to dedicate themselves to that, to this recreation. They are available. They just need space, and they need support, and they need resources.
When it came time to let the balloons fly into the wind and the darkness, it was Giles leading the prayers as Aldridge family members and friends gathered tightly in the comfort of the vigil before they moved off into the gathering darkness. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.